not right, but Jesus is showing us. Okay, well then I'll keep on going. And maybe you could get your pins out and the bad guy next to you. Ready?
Yes.
Let's continue on down the line. Verses that seem strange but make real sense in view of the second coming. Not especially, no. Using the past tense, we have that. Back to back, righteous and wicked on that day.
Yes.
Nope. Yes. You'll see a lot of that. Jesus victorious appearing. Yes, indeed. Has made himself known.
Yes.
His victorious appearing. Number six goes in there. Figures of the second coming. There are no figures in there. Words, figure words. Significance of the temple at the end. Nope. Nine. Nope. Ten. Nope. 11.
No.
Yes. Events at the close of the age. The judgment. Yes, it is. Signs in the sky. No. Timing matters about the part of the night. No. The Father knowing, but the wicked not knowing. A reference to that would be until the flood came and swept them all away, said Jesus. See, that would be an example of that theme. Got it?
Yes.
Wicked not knowing, but us being forewarned. He was busy forewarning us, wasn't he? But that's not here. The faithful and wise servant? No. Pointing to veil and corruption and the wickedness in the world at the end?
Yes.
No, not really. It would be minor, if at all. I wouldn't put it in. All right, it's in there, but no X and no line. Just a plain circle. The unfairness toward David and the righteous creation now in us on the part of the wicked. Nope.
No.
The wicked getting ready to rejoice over David. Aha! We have our heart's delight. We have him now.
No.
The wicked rejoicing. No. What is this? 18 and 19 are identical. Gail. Her eyes were falling out of her head, too.
One's getting ready, the other is actually doing it.
Well, yeah. Do you not know that the exalting of the wicked is but for a moment? Well, still, they're too similar. 20, we have it. The punishment of the wicked, 21. Yeah, we have it, sure. Seeing the end of the wicked. Well,
yes.
Made himself known, but no, I guess not. Judgment matters, certainly. Judgment by fire and burning, no. Lifting up one, putting down another, no. Opportunity to take advantage of the no. Punishment of the unfaithful, yes. God's wrath at the end toward unfaithfulness, yes. That's wickedness. Rebels and sinners will be destroyed together. 29, what it's going to be like for the unfaithful. Yes. Our trials at the end.
No.
No, but remember, those wicked are the ones making trouble, as it's written. Who is it that oppresses you? Is it not the rich in James? However, see the wicked man who would not make God his refuge, but who trusted in his riches. The second coming thing. That those trusting in their riches at the end and being wicked, therefore. However, 29, we have it, yes, our trials, no. Troubles, moral and amoral. Yes, and this is moral. And that's, now why would you, you don't understand that, moral and amoral, do you?
No.
All right, I'll explain it. When you have the floods, talking about the flood, save me for the waters have come up to my neck, that's amoral, that's a figure. When it says the wicked are doing wickedly, that's moral. You don't get it.
No.
It is a God working through nature, or it is the result of moral judgment. Both are used as figures of the troubles at the end. The wicked giving you troubles, that's moral. Floods, famines, earthquakes, fires giving you trouble is, of course, it's God behind them, but it's in natural figures. It's amoral. It's not moral at all. It's not immoral. Hey, it's correct language, but I better get better language than that. You don't get it. Because it's moral in this verse. It's talking directly of the wicked. Yeah, but it's his judgment. It's a moral judgment. It's a moral judgment. Not, when it says troubles, by the way, where does it say troubles? It should say judgments, moral and amoral. Mark that. 32, shattering of the power of the holy people. No. Our flight at the end. No. I need to stand firm. No. I need for wisdom. No. God protects us. No. God is strong. No. Attitudes general. No. Preparing the second coming. Well, preparing. Therefore, be wise. Be warned, O rulers of the earth.
No.
Not really. No. Wishing that God would come. No. Hastening. No. Desiring God to take us. No. Give us hope in God. No. I need to be watching. No. Encouragement if you know. God's love, generosity, salvation, salvation, resurrection, singing and praising what's given by God. That's it.
Praise the Lord.
How many was it? 12. Okay. 12 themes. How many actions?
Two.
I gave two. What's the matter with you? What were the two I gave?
20 four and
20.
20 and 4, Gail. Now, there ought to be some with lines in there, too. That is, broken into three. Paula, are you listening? It's not fair. I only know about 10% of your names. I'm going around with a bamboo stick, you know, waking them up.
What are they getting for all the
I know. Now, there's 12 of them. There should be, you know, two or three actions, and the rest, and then some middle, and then some minor. Relative. They're breaking up into categories. And you ought to be, in order to be a lamb, you've got to be able to handle the X jobs for sure. And even the others. Got it?
Yeah.
Now let's talk about this verse. Let's look it up in the Bible next. Psalm 9, verse 16, is the way we're going to study these. You're going to write the things down. They're going to be printed in the next version. This is the coming Monday. Pay attention there, copper. One of the 14-year-old. Attention number. Getting everyone to play around with you. Cut it out. Psalm 9. 16. Now notice the context. 13 through 16. Let us read the entire... By the way, the entire thing is second coming. Now in my Bible, which is better than your Bible, my Bible, spent about 500 hours circling this thing they did. It's quite a Bible. That is terrific. You can look at a passage and tell a whole story just like that. Really, if it was colors, you could tell by a rainbow. If it was four different colors instead of that arrangement. You can't see my Psalm 37. But almost the whole thing is second coming. Almost every verse out of 40. Now, by the way, that 15%, that means in flair. A minimum of 15% in the whole psalm, covered in flair, is the average that ought to be there. If you take 440 verses, and there's 2,400 and some in the whole book, you'd expect about 15%. Therefore, 25 to 30%, any psalm with that much, is called a heavy. And 50% or more of the flair jobs is called a real heavy. This 37 has 50% and over in heavy things. Psalm 37 is a very heavy second coming psalm, a whole business. Someday you'll appreciate that when you get serious. Those for the famine. Those for pestilence, to pestilence. Those to the sword, to the sword. Remember that?
Yeah.
And you don't act urgent, do you?
No.
Now what can I do to make you urgent? Jump up and down, scream, stand on my head. What else? Gotta be urgent. Let's read the whole thing. 13 through 16. There are four second coming verses. The first two are the fourth category.